आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सायरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस। वोटिंग ऑन द वे फॉर थर्ड एंड फाइनल फेज ऑफ असेंबली इलेक्शंस इन जम्मू एंड कश्मीर। Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold delegation level talks with his Jamaican counterpart Dr. Andrew Holness in New Delhi today. Centre approves 675 crore rupees fund to flood affected states of Gujarat, Manipur and Tripura. Indian Army signs 8th procurement contract under flagship initiative of Innovations for Defence Excellence. Credit in agriculture and allied activities registers growth of nearly 18% in August 2024 compared to corresponding period last year. And in cricket, Bangladesh to resume its second innings against India on last day of Kanpur test. And now the news in detail. Voting is underway for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Elaborate security arrangements have been put in place for smooth, peaceful and incident-free polling in 40 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts. Polling, which began at 7 this morning, will conclude at 6 p.m. The 7 districts where polling is being held today are Baramulla, Kupwara and Bandipura in Kashmir Division and Jammu, Udhampur, Kathua and Samba districts in Jammu Division. More than 39 lakh voters will decide the fate of 415 candidates in this phase. Prominent candidates in the fray are former Deputy Chief Minister Muzaffar Hussain Beg, Basharat Bukhari, Sajid Ghani Lone and Nasir Aslam Wani in Kashmir Division, and Devinder Singh Rana Chaudhary Lal Singh and Raman Bhalla in Jammu Division. Polling for first two phases in the Union Territory was held on the 18th and 25th of September. In the first phase, over 61% and in the second phase, 57% polling was recorded. Counting for all the phases will be held on 8th of this month along with Haryana. More details from our correspondent.
The polling began at 7 a.m. in all the 5,060 polling stations. The political fate of 415 candidates of various political parties and independents would be decided by more than 39.18 lakh eligible voters in this phase. More than 20,000 polling staff has been deployed on duty and every polling station has been provided with assured minimum facility like drinking water, electricity, toilet, ramp, furniture, veranda, shed besides wheelchair will also be provided to the needy. A voter helpline has also been established to extend necessary help whenever required. There are 50 polling booths managed by women known as pink polling stations, 43 polling stations manned by specially abled persons and 40 polling stations manned by youths. Also, there are 45 green polling stations and 33 unique polling stations. 29 polling stations are established near the line of control and international border. This is Angulshan Rana for Akashwani News from Jammu.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged the voters to cast their votes in the third and final phase of voting in Jammu and Kashmir. In a social media post today, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that first-time young voters and women will cast their votes in huge numbers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with his Jamaican counterpart Dr. Andrew Holness in New Delhi today. To bolster bilateral ties, a number of MOUs and agreements are expected to be signed between the two countries. This is the first visit of Dr. Holness to India. During his visit, he will also call on President and the Vice President. The Jamaican Prime Minister will also meet with other dignitaries and interact with trade and industry leaders during his 4 days visit. He will also visit Varanasi on the 2nd of October. More details from our correspondent.
India and Jamaica, bound by strong historical and cultural ties, are set to further strengthen their bilateral relations with the visit of Jamaican Prime Minister. The visit will deepen economic cooperation between the two nations, enhancing collaboration across key sectors. India has been playing an active role in supporting Jamaica's developmental projects. A rural development project in Kitson Town in Jamaica is being implemented with a $1 million grant announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2019. This initiative highlights India's commitment to aiding Jamaica's sustainable growth. On the trade and investment front, both nations have seen significant growth. Bilateral trade between India and Jamaica has surpassed $66 million, with India's export increasing consistently. Indian companies have also expanded their footprint in Jamaica, particularly in the IT and BPO sectors, further enhancing economic engagement. With Bhupendra Singh, Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The centre has approved the release of 675 crore rupees to flood-affected states of Gujarat, Manipur and Tripura as an advance from National Disaster Response Fund or NDRF. Of the total amount, 600 crore rupees have been approved for Gujarat, 50 crore rupees for Manipur and 25 crore rupees for Tripura. These states have been affected by extremely heavy rainfall, floods and landslides during the southwest monsoon season this year. Ministry of Home Affairs said in a statement that the central government is fully committed to provide all possible assistance to flood-affected states. The Health Ministry has issued draft guidelines outlining conditions for withdrawal of life support in terminally ill patients. The draft guidelines have been released for public comments. Terminal illness has been defined as an irreversible or incurable condition in which death is inevitable in the foreseeable future. Severe brain injuries with no recovery after 72 hours are included in this category. Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal today said that the government has taken major steps in the 100 days of Modi 3.0 government to improve the urban infrastructure and housing landscape. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, the minister informed that the government has approved Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban, PMAYU 2.0, in its first 100 days. He said this initiative aims to provide financial assistance to 1 crore urban poor and middle-class families in urban areas with the investment of 2 lakh 30,000 crore rupees.
2014 तक जब से नरेंद्र मोदी जी की सरकार आई उससे पहले 5 शहरों में मेट्रो शुरू की गई थी इसकी लंबाई 248 किलोमीटर थी और इन 10 सालों में और 16 शहर जोड़ करके 700 किलोमीटर मेट्रो उसके अंदर जोड़ दी गई जो अभी ऑपरेशनल जो उसका लेंथ है वो 945 किलोमीटर हो गई है अभी 6 किलोमीटर मेट्रो प्रति महीना और इसमें जोड़ा जा रहा है.
The Indian Army has signed the 8th procurement contract through the government's flagship initiative, Innovations for Defence Excellence or IDEX, in New Delhi. The Ministry of Defence said the contract for procurement of generation of quantum secure key was signed with Kunu Labs in the presence of Vice Chief of the Army Staff, Lieutenant General N.C. Raja Subramani. This contract will replace the algorithm-based encryption systems and enable greater security and optimize manpower commitment. It involves hand-holding of 77 startups for development of latest state-of-the-art solutions for the Indian Army. The Supreme Court has granted relief to a Dalit student who missed the chance of admission to the Indian Institute of Technology, Dhanbad, for being late in paying the online admission fee by a few minutes. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachur, Justice J.V. Pardiwala and Justice Manoj Mishra yesterday directed that the petitioner should be admitted to the seat at the Electrical Engineering course at IIT Dhanbad, which was allotted to him. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Reserve Bank of India has released its monthly data on sectoral deployment of bank credit. The data released yesterday shows that the growth in credit to agriculture and allied activities continued to be robust, with a growth of 17.7% in August this year, as against the corresponding period last year. Credit growth to industries also exhibited a growth of nearly 10% during the same period. In services sector, however, the decrease in credit growth was registered. It decelerated to 15.6% in August this year from 21% a year ago. The Madhya Pradesh government has classified heat waves as natural disasters. This decision will come into effect in summer 2025. With this initiative, people affected by heat wave will also be able to get financial help. More from our correspondent.
Following directives from the Central Ministry of Home Affairs, the state government has officially notified heat waves as a local disaster recently. The new regulation is set to take effect in the summer of 2025. As a result, individuals affected by heat waves will be eligible for the same financial assistance that is currently available for those impacted by floods, earthquakes and lightning strike. The regulation aims to provide financial assistance to the citizens affected by extreme heat conditions. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
And the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Kerala and Puducherry today. The weather agency predicted similar conditions for Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the week. According to the IMD, no significant rainfall is expected over the northwest, west and central parts of the country. In international news, Israel appears to be on the brink of launching a ground offensive into Lebanon. This development follows 2 weeks of intensive airstrikes and high-profile assassination of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Tensions are escalating along the Israel-Lebanon border as indications grow that Israel may be preparing for a ground incursion into Lebanon. This development comes just after Israel's assassination of Hezbollah's leader Hassan Nasrallah, marking a significant escalation in the conflict. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant had hinted at an imminent next phase of the war, promising to use all available means to support the return of Israeli citizens who fled Hezbollah rockets. The situation has raised international concerns, with the United States President Joe Biden expressing opposition to Israeli ground operations in Lebanon and calling for a ceasefire. However, Israel appears determined to proceed, with sources indicating that the operation may focus on border security. Vinod Kumar, Kashmani News from Dubai.
Hezbollah, for its part, claims readiness for a ground engagement. The group's deputy leader, Naeem Qassem, made this statement in his first public speech since Nasrallah's assassination. The ongoing conflict has already taken a heavy toll on Lebanon. Israeli airstrikes have continued, resulting in significant civilian casualties and displacement. The Lebanese government reports that about 1,000 civilians have been killed and 1 million forced to flee their homes. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will meet his U.S. counterpart Antony Blinken in Washington, D.C. today. They are expected to discuss a wide range of bilateral and global issues, including the Ukraine war and the West Asia crisis. Dr. Jayashankar will also meet other cabinet rank and senior Biden administration officials. Apart from meeting Mr. Blinken, the External Affairs Minister is also scheduled to interact with the think tanks. Earlier, U.S. President Joe Biden hosted Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his Delaware residence for a bilateral meeting on the 21st of this month. On to sports now. In cricket, Bangladesh will resume their second innings at the overnight score of 26-2 against India on the last day of the Kanpur test this morning. Mominul Haq and Shadman Islam were at the crease when stumps were drawn yesterday. For India, Ashwin claimed both the wickets. Earlier on day 4, the hosts declared their first innings at 285-9, taking a lead of 52 runs. Bangladesh trailed 1-0 in the two-match series after having lost the first test to the host in Chennai. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Saira. All dailies are widely noticed, Supreme Court chastising Chandrababu Naidu over making selective and premature statements since no concrete evidence has been found that animal fat was used in the laddus served as prasadam at Tirupati temple. Keep God out of politics, says Supreme Court on Tirupati Laddu Rao, headlines in the Sun Times. Come winters and denizens of Delhi shudder at the thought of living in hazardous conditions due to air pollution. The Tribune notes, to tackle winter pollution, government sets up 24/7 green war room. On developments in the Muda scam, the Asian Age writes, ED books Karnataka CM in Muda case. Business Standard reports, markets log biggest fall in 2 months, adding, fears of flow rotations from China, India to China, West Asia tensions trigger, while the Economic Times write, China's gain is equal to India's pain, Dalal Street indices slum. Kosi drowns Bihar in sorrow, headlines the Pioneer. And finally, Dada Saab Phalke for disco dancer Mithun, writes Hindustan Times and all other dailies. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Voting underway for third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold delegation-level talks with his Jamaican counterpart, Dr. Andrew Holness, in New Delhi today. Centre approves 675 crore rupees fund to flood-affected states of Gujarat, Manipur and Tripura. Indian Army signs 8th procurement contract under flagship initiative of Innovations for Defence Excellence. Credit in Agriculture and Allied Activities registers growth of nearly 18% in August 2024 compared to a corresponding period last year. And in cricket, Bangladesh to resume its second innings against India on last day of Kanpur test. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.